Good morning, church.
Good morning.
大家好。
So today we're going to study Deuteronomy chapter 30.
那今天呢，我们会学习《申命记》三十章。
While we have read the passage in Chinese earlier, allow me to read it in English again.
那我们前面因为读了《申命记》中文，所以就只读英文。
Okay, so I'll read.
我们没有读中文。
Huh?
我们 actually 没有
哦，没有读中文。Okay. Okay, so I'm going to read in the English, and then Ray will read in Chinese. Okay. So we'll start with verses 1 to 10. So chapter 30, verse 1. When all these blessings and curses I have set before you, come on you, and you take them to heart wherever the Lord your God disperses you among the nations.And when you and your children return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and with all your soul according to everything I command you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he scattered you, even if you have been banished to the most distant land under the heavens. From there the Lord your God will gather you and bring you back.He will bring you to the land that belonged to your ancestors, and you will take possession of it, and he will make you more prosperous. He will make you more prosperous and numerous than your ancestors. Verse 6. The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants, so that you may love him with all your heart and with all your soul and live. The Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies.Who hate and persecute you. You will again obey the Lord and follow all his commands I am giving you today. Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands and in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock and the crops of your land. The Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as he has delighted in your ancestors. Verse 10, if you obey the Lord your God and keep his commands and decrees,that are written in this book of the law, and turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
我所陈明在你面前的这一切诅咒都临到你身上，你在耶和华你神追赶你到万国中必心里追念祝福的话。你和你的子孙若尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，照着我今日一切所吩咐的听从他的话，那时耶和华你的神必连续你。救回你这被掳的子民，耶和华你的神要回转过来，从分散你到万民中将你招聚回来。你被赶散的人，就是在天涯的，耶和华你的神也必从那里将你招聚回来。耶和华你的神必领你进入你列祖所得的地，使你可以得着，又必善待你，使你的人数比你列祖众多。耶和华你神必将你心里和你后裔心里的污秽除掉。好叫你尽心尽性爱耶和华你的神，使你可以存活。耶和华你的神必将这一切诅咒加在你仇敌和恨恶你、逼迫你的人身上。你必归回，听从耶和华的话，遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的。你若听从耶和华你神的话，谨守这律法书上所写的诫命律例，又尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，他必使你手里所办的一切事，并你身所生的、牲畜所下的、地土所产的，都绰绰有余，因为耶和华必再喜悦你，降福于你，像从前喜悦你列祖一样。
Sorry, I'm trying to move the Chinese here. Sorry. Okay, let's continue. Okay, let's continue with verse 11 to 20. Now that I am commanding you today, now what I'm commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven, so that you have to ask, who will descend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us, so we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea,so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us, so as we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you may obey it. Verse 15, see, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws, that you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and you have drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. Verse 19, this day I call the heavens and the earth and as witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我今日所吩咐你的诫命，不是你难行的，也不是离你远的，不是在天上的。使你说，谁替我们上天取下来，使我们听见可以遵行呢？也不是在海外，使你说，谁替我们过海取得来，使我们听见可以遵行呢？这话却离你甚近，就在你口中，在你心里，使你可以遵行。看哪、啊，我今日将生与福、死与祸呈明在你面前，吩咐你爱耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，谨守他的诫命、律例、典章，使你可以存活。人数增多，耶和华你的神就必在你所要进去那为业的地上赐福于你。倘若你心里偏离，不肯听从，却被勾引去敬拜侍奉别神，我今日明明告诉你们，你们必要灭亡。在你过约旦河进去得为业的地上，你的日子必不长久。我今日呼天唤地地向你做见证，我将生死祸福呈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。亲爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他。这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所启示应许所赐的地上居住。
Now what we have just read was what Moses gave as one of the most powerful yet plain and simple message in front of the Israelites before they entered the promised land.
我们刚才读的这一段呢，就是摩西在以色列人面前所讲的最有力但又非常简明的一个信息。
His message serves as a great model for modern day evangelism as well.
那这篇信息呢，也是现代传福音的一个非常伟大的榜样。
Now we all know life is full of choices.
我们都知道我们的生命中呢充满了选择。
We have to make choices every day.
我们每天都要做选择。
Like this morning, you have to choose what to wear to church.
就像今天早晨你要做个选择穿什么去教会。
And then, if you go into, you got to prepare dinner tonight, you have to choose what to cook tonight.
那如果你今天晚上要做晚餐的话，你也要做选择到底做些什么。
And some choices are more straightforward.
那有些选择呢非常的简单明了。
Some choices are more difficult.
那有些选择确实很困难的。
Some choices are more,black and white, and some choices are more gray.
那有些选择呢是黑白分明的，有些选择呢却是在这个灰色地带。
Sometimes, you know, as mature adults, we have to help our children to choose.
那有时候我们成人呢也要帮助我们的孩子做选择。
So, for example, our grandson, he loves to eat starch, but not meat.
那就像我的孙子呢，他很喜欢吃淀粉，不喜欢吃肉。
My wife told me that, my daughter told me that, after they visited New York, they went back to California. The first thing he did was to consume 3 servings of udon.
那就是我女儿告诉我的太太说，他们到从纽约度假结束回到加州的时候呢，他回去做第一件事就是吃了3份的乌冬面条。
So if you ask him to choose between udon or chicken, he'll definitely choose udon.
那如果你让他在这个乌冬面和鸡肉之间做选择的话，他一定会来选择这个乌冬面。
So how can a parent, how can guide the guide this child to choose to eat meat?
那作为家长，你怎么样能够帮助你的孩子来去吃肉呢？
So you have to give him choices.
所以你就必须要给他们有选择。
So the choice you present to him would be between chicken wing and chicken legs.
所以你就要给他在鸡翅膀和鸡腿之间让他做选择。
So he would have to choose, but he would choose the right thing.
那他虽然必须做选择，但是他会做出正确的选择。
But none of, so we are, and as I mentioned, life is full of choices.
就像我前面讲到，这个我们的生命中呢，充满了选择。
But none is more important than what Moses laid out in front of the Israelites back then, which equally applies to us today.
然而呢，我们现在做的选择没有一个能够超过当时摩西让以色列人所要做出的选择。它当时的重要性呢，跟我们现在的重要性是一样的。
Let's read verse 19 again.
让我们再一次来读十九节。
This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live.
我今日呼天唤地地向你做见证，我将生命祸福呈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
So there are four key elements that we can learn from Moses' message today.
那从摩西今天的这篇信息呢，我们会学到四个重点。
So first of all, when we evangelize, we need to have a sense of urgency.
首先呢，就是当我们传福音的时候呢，我们要有这种急迫感。
Then we need to have a sincere attitude.
然后我们要有真诚的态度。
We present a very straightforward message.
我们的信息要直截了当。
And then present a convincing invitation.
然后最后就要有一个令人信服的邀请。
So in the this passage, the term today and this day appears 7 times, and the word now appears 2 times, which indicates that there's a lot of urgency.
那今天的这段经文呢，今日出现了7次，现在出现了2次，那中文的翻译都是用的是今日，那这个呢就表达了这种紧迫性。
What Moses presents is a very important choice. It's a matter of life and death.
因为呢，这是一个非常重要的信息，是有关生死的。
So he gives the people the sense of urgency to choose.
那他就给人们带一个非常的这个紧急的迫切感，让人们来做选择。
So what do we consider as urgent matters?
我们如果认为的这种紧急情况是什么样的呢？
Let me give you some examples.
那我来给你一些例子。
In New York City, in many streets, there's actually one car lane that's designated as a fire lane.
那比如说在纽约市哈，就是总是会有一些通道被称为这消防通道。
When there's a first responder car coming through, all the cars have to move away from the fire lane.
那如果当这些这个紧急救护的车来的时候呢，紧急情况的车来的时候，所有的车都要远离这个通道。
Because people know this is urgent for this vehicle to reach the place of the incident.
因为人们知道呢，这一条通道呢是紧急情况使用的，必须不能占领。
And sometimes, you know, we all have cell phones today.
那我们大家现在每个人都有手机。
Even if you don't have a phone signal, you can still dial 911.
就哪怕你那个手机没有信号的话呢，你还是可以打911。
Because we know, because when you dial 911, it's an urgent matter.
因为当你打911的时候呢，是个紧急状况。
And when people have experienced an accident or some medical emergency, where do they go? They go to the emergency room in the hospitals.
那如果你出了意外或者有紧急的这个情况的时候，身体有紧急状况的时候呢，就会要去这个急救室。
And as consumers, to us, everything is more urgent than ever before.
那对于我们消费者来说呢，我们现在的需要好像变得非常的迫切。
So Amazon has all these overnight deliveries.
所以这个亚马逊呢就有这个连夜的快递。
And sometimes they even have the same day delivery.
甚至有当天的送达。
So I'm sure Amazon might have saved many marriages.
我相信像亚马逊可能拯救了很多的婚姻。
How many of you have bought a car recently?
你们中间有谁最近买了车？
I think buying cars is a lot less stressful than before.
就现在买车呢，和以前相比呢，没有那么压力大了。
Because we have a lot of information that we can find online.
因为现在呢，我们可以在网上呢找到很多的信息。
So, but still, and remember those good old days when you go to buy a car, the car salesman, what was their favorite saying? Do you remember?
就是说，你还记得不记得，就是以前你要去这个卖车的这个销售商那里，你还记得不记得他们的这个箴言？
He would say, "Today and today only, I have a great deal for you."
他就是今天，只有今天，我可以给你很好的一个很好的价格。
And when you leave this dealership, I cannot guarantee I can give you the same deal again.
如果你离开这儿了，我就不能保证给你有更好的价钱了。
So he is instilling a sense of urgency for people to make a choice.
所以他就给你有一个紧迫感，让你马上就要做决定。
I think the worst experience we had was that when my wife went to.Buy a car, that was back a long time ago. The salesman would say, I'm going to take a copy of your driver's license.
我最差的一次经历呢，就是很多年前，我和我的太太在一个这个汽车销售商那里，他就说，哦，我要把你的这个驾照呢，做一个复印件。
In fact, what he was doing was to hold on to our license and would not let us leave until we make a choice.
所以他要做的就是要把我们的驾照拿着，如果我们不做决定呢，我们就没办法拿，就是在我们拿回我们驾照之前要让我们做决定。
Anyway, so there we have to sometimes make to have some important choices and sometimes very urgent choices too.
我们有些时候呢要做一些重要的选择，我们有些时候也要做一些紧迫的这个迫切的选择。
So like what Moses is advising the Israelites, he said,This is a very urgent decision that we have to choose, that they have to choose.
那摩西呢，在这里就是警告以色列人，他们这是一个非常迫切的，需要做决定的一个选择。
And in prompting them to make a decision,
那他要就是动员他们赶快要做决定。
So what is also, showing us that we, when we evangelize or share the gospel today, we also need to have a sense of urgency because this is a matter of life and death.
所以呢，这也提醒我们，当我们今天传福音的时候呢，我们一定要有这种迫切感，因为这个福音呢是有关生死的问题。
In October 8th, 1871, a capacity crowd filled Chicago's Farwell Hall to hear D.L. Moody preach.
就是在1871年的10月8号呢，芝加哥的这个法罗大厅呢，挤满了人。
So as this story goes, D.L. Moody's salvation message went forth supercharged, and then there's one of his partners, Sankey, saying, "Today the Savior calls."
那因为当时呢，这些人都是来听这个穆迪的布道。这个穆迪当时他的就是他讲的这个福音信息呢，有很得到了很快的传播。他旁边的助手Sankey 呢，也唱起了诗歌《救主今日呼召》。
As Sankey reached the closing words of the third verse, which says, "And death is night," the loud noise of fire engines rushing past the hall drowned out his voice.
当这个桑基唱到第三节的结尾的时候，就是死亡就是黑夜， 那这个时候呢，消防车就驶过了这个大厅，然后很多的噪音淹没了他的歌声。
There were a lot of confusion where people were rushing around the streets.
然后街上一片混乱，人们跑来跑去。
So D.L. Moody recognized the audience's restlessness and growing anxiety and decided to close the meeting.
那这个目的呢，就意识到听众的不安和这种不断增长的焦虑，那他就决定要结束聚会。
Before dismissing the people, Moody told them to go home and think about what he had preached.
那在这个解散这个听众之前呢， Moody 就告诉他们回家好好的思考他所今天所宣讲的内容。
He told them to come back the next day to make a decision.
然后他告诉他们第二天再回来，然后做决志。
As Moody and Sankey sprinted out the back door, they glimpsed an angry sweat. They saw this big ball of fire in the sky.
当这个 Moody 和 Sankey 他们从后门冲出去的时候呢，他们就看到西南方的天空上有一团冲天的这个红色的雾团。
By midnight, the fire had engulfed much of Chicago.
然后到了午夜时分呢，这个熊熊大火就吞灭了芝加哥的大部分地区。
As for those present among the capacity crowd who had come to hear Moody preach, many of them never returned the next day to make a decision for Christ.
那些前来的听穆迪讲道的人呢，他们中间有许多人第二天都没有能够再回来，做有关基督的决定。
A lot of people died in the fire.
因为很多人都在那场大火中丧失了生命。
At that point, Moody made a decision.
当时呢，穆迪就做出了这样的决定。
From that point on, he would always give an altar call in every service.
从那时候起，他会在每一次聚会礼拜结束的时候呢，都要发出祭坛的呼召。
Because there may be that incident where a person present may leave the service not having found God and die and go to hell.
因为可能就会发生像刚才讲的那件事，在场的人有可能离开了聚会呢，再没有机会认识神，就下了地狱。
So there's also the second point that we can learn from the message that Moses talked today is to have a sincere attitude.
我们从摩西所传讲的那篇信息要学到的第二点呢，就是要有真挚诚恳的态度。
So Moses, he called heaven and earth as witnesses, which showed, a sense of sincerity.
因为摩西呢，在那里说呼天唤地哈，以让天地为证，来表达他的这个真诚。
And he has repeated the choices many times.
而且他也不断地重复他的信息。
Repetition may sometimes be perceived as being long-winded, but it shows that the person cares.
那这种不断的重复呢，常常被人可能认为是啰嗦，但是却表明这个人非常的关心。
Remember how many times as parents we have to repeat the same message and same teaching to our children?
我们想象一下，就是当我们的孩子生病的时候，做父母的怎么样不断的来讲相同的话。
You know, our teenage children may stop us after we say the first sentence and say, No, I know what you can just tell me.
我们这青少年的孩子呢，可能在我们连第一句话还没说完的时候，就说哦，我已经知道你要说什么，你不用说了。
Now.And okay, so when we share the gospel, we must be sincere.
所以当我们传福音的时候呢，我们必须真诚。
Sometimes it's worth repeating and repeating.
而且呢，不断的重复也是值得的。
It's about them, not about us.
因为是关乎他们的，不是关乎我们的。
But most important of all, we must show genuine interest and care of the person we are talking to.
但最重要的呢，我们要表现出我们要交谈对象的这种真正的兴趣和关怀。
I remember sharing here before that there's one year I joined the Chinese Christian Herald Crusades Jesus Loves Chinatown activity.
我记得我有一次跟大家分享我参加的就是对华人的这个宣道叫耶稣爱唐人街这样的一个活动。
So they sent us out in pairs.
那他就是我们都是两人两人出去一对。
And I partnered with an elderly Mrs. May.
那我当时呢是以跟一位年迈的梅太太是一对。
You know, you can tell that she probably did not have a very advanced education background.
就是你可以很明显的看到这位太太呢，她没有很高的学历。
But you can tell that she was very sincere.When she was talking to people.
但是你明显可以看到，当她跟人讲话的时候，非常的真诚。
I was really impressed when she was talking to one of the person sitting on in a bench in the park, and listened to the person told him his story about his life.
那我记得非常清楚，就是看她听，就是在公园的凳子上，非常专心的听对方在跟她讲她的人生经历。
So she was showing a lot of genuine interest and care about this person who she has never met before.
那他对他这个从未谋面的这位福音对象呢，表达出非常深切的关心。
So sometimes to show your sincerity is not about what you say, but about listening.
就是有的时候，就常常你要想表达对人的关心的时候，不是说你讲了什么，而是说你如何去倾听。
So the third element about Moses talked about evangelism is to present a straightforward message.
那我们传福音的第三个注意点呢，就是要有直截了当的信息。
Moses used the terms set before you.And declare to you four times in this passage, meaning that he's going to present a very plain and straightforward message.
那摩西呢，在这一段里四次使用“呈明在你面前”和“明明告诉你”这两个词，非常简单明了。
So he was direct to the point and not sugarcoating anything.
那他呢，就是开门见山的讲，而不是加上裹上糖衣。
Sometimes people try to dance around the subject.
那有时候呢，人呢就总是顾左右而言他。
So this is a story about this female student, college student, who wrote to his parents.
那下面这封信呢，是一位女学生呢给她家长、给她的父母写的一封电子邮件。
So usually, you know, as parents, you know, when our kids write us.There's one thing they always ask for.
那他这封信呢是要讲考试成绩的。我们都知道哈，我们的孩子常常给我们写信，就是主要写信的主要的事情是有只有一件事的。
They ask for money, right?
他们是要来问要钱的。
But this story is a little bit different.
那今天的这个故事呢，稍微有点不一样。
So let me read to you what this college student wrote to his parents.
那我现在给大家读一下，看这个大学生给父母到底在讲什么。
Dear mother and dad,
亲爱的爸爸妈妈
，It has been 3 months since I left for college.
我离开家去上大学已经三个月了。
I've been remiss in writing, and I'm very sorry for my thoughtlessness in not having written before.
我一直没有给家里写信。对于我在给家里写信这方面的疏忽大意呢，也没有上心，我感到非常的抱歉。
I will bring you up to date now, but before you read on, please sit down.
我现在呢要告诉你们，我的最新状况。但是在你们继续阅读之前呢，请坐下。
You're not to read any further unless you're sitting down, okay?
如果你现在没有坐着的话，你就不要继续读。
Okay, well then, I'm getting along pretty well now.
我现在呢过得很好。
The skull fracture and the concussion I got when I jumped out of the window of my dormitory when it caught fire shortly after my arrival, are pretty well healed by now.
就是刚到宿舍不久呢，宿舍就着火了。我从窗户上跳出去，就造成了我的颅骨骨折和脑震荡。不过现在已经好了。
I only spent 2 weeks in the hospital, and now I can see almost normally, and only get those headaches once a day.
我在医院里呢，只住了两个星期。我现在呢，看东西都几乎是正常的了，而且呢，我现在每天只会头疼一次。
Fortunately, the fire in the dormitory and my jump was witnessed by an attendant at the gas station near the dorm, and he was the one who called the fire department and the ambulance.
幸运的是呢，就宿舍失火和我从这个宿舍楼跳出去的这件事呢，被附近的一个加油站的一个服务生看到，他就是那个首先给消防部门和救护车打电话的人。
He also visited me at the hospital, and since I had nowhere to live because of the burnt-out dormitory, it was kind enough to invite me to share his apartment with him.
他还去医院看望了我，因为宿舍被烧毁，我无处可住。他还好心地邀请我和他一起，我去他的公寓里住。
It's really a basement room, but it's kind of cute.
那个呢，只是这个一个地下室的房间，不过还蛮可爱的。
He's a very fine boy, and we have fallen deeply in love, and are planning to get married.
他是一个非常优秀的男孩，我们已经彼此深深的相爱，并且打算结婚。
We haven't set the exact date yet, but it will be before my pregnancy begins to show.
我们还没有确定确切的时间，但是日期会在这个怀孕的孕肚显现之前。
Yes, mother and dad, I am pregnant.
是的，爸爸妈妈，我怀孕了。
I know how very much you are looking forward to being grandparents, and now you will welcome the baby and give it the same love and devotion and tender care you gave me when I was a child.
我知道你们是多么期待的成为祖父母，我知道你们会欢迎这个孩子，并且给予他像你给予小时候的我一样的爱、奉献和温柔的照顾。
Now that I've brought you up to date,I want to tell you, there was no dormitory fire.
现在我已经告诉你了我最新的情况，但是我想告诉你的是，宿舍其实没有着火。
I did not have a concussion or skull fracture.
我也没有脑震荡或者颅骨骨折。
I was not in the hospital.
我没有住院。
I'm not pregnant.
我也没有怀孕。
I'm not engaged.
我也没有订婚。
However, I got a D in sociology and an F in science.
但是呢，我的社会学得了 D， 我的科学呢得了 F.
I wanted you to see these marks in proper perspective.
我希望你们能用正确的眼光来看待我得了这个记号。
Things could have been a lot worse.
因为事情还可以更糟。
Sign your loving daughter.
你亲爱的女儿。签名。
Sometimes people would sugarcoat the message.
因为有些时候呢，人会要把他传递的信息呢，裹上一层糖衣。
Sometimes they give you a worse perspective, so that the message would be watered down.
那有的时候呢，他们会给你一些更差的信息，这样呢，他给你发来的信息就不显得那么差了。
But Moses taught us to give a very straightforward message.
然而摩西呢，在这里教导我们要我们给出直截了当的信息。
He told the people it's a matter of life versus death.
那他告诉人们呢，这个信息是有关生死的。
And blessings and curses.
是祝福或者诅咒的。
And prosperity versus destruction.
或者是繁荣或者破坏性。
And he clearly stated conditions and consequences in verses 16 to 18.
而且他还在16节到18节呢，指出了明确的这个的规条以及后果。
He said, if you love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commands, decrees and laws, then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess.
他这样说， 吩咐你爱耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，谨守他的诫命、律例、典章，使你可以存活，人数增多，耶和华你神就必在你所要进去得为业的地上赐福于你。
And then he went on to say in verses 17 and 18, if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, then you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land and, that the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess.
倘若你心里偏离，不肯听从，却被勾引去敬拜侍奉别神，我今日明明告诉你们，你们必要灭亡。在你过约旦河进去得为业的地上，你的日子必不长久。
And finally, I just want to show you the keywords here: life and prosperity, and then death and life and prosperity, and then death and destruction, and then you talk about blessings, and then again the curses.
所以我想给大家看一下 这些重点词，生与死，祝福和诅咒，繁荣和破坏。
And finally, the fourth element of what Moses taught us about evangelism is to provide, to invite, to give a convincing invitation.
那摩西给出这个传福音的第四个要点呢，就是要给出令人信服的邀请。
So Moses, after he presented the pros and cons, he gave a very straightforward advice. He said, now choose life. It is a guided decision after compelling arguments.
那所以在摩西给大家分析了这个好处和坏处以后，他就给出了一个非常令人信服的邀请，说你们现在就要选择生，就是这个抉择呢是经过了令人一个信服的论证以后的指导性的决定。
We must prompt decisions when we evangelize, not just getting people to agree with us.
所以我们在传福音结束的时候呢，必须要鼓励对方迅速的做出决定，而不仅仅是让人来同意我们的意见。
So a few years ago, we studied, we used a series of video.Called Does God Exist, which is based on the Truth Project.
那几年前呢，我们这个主日学呢，就有一个这个的题目呢，就是上帝存在吗？这样主日学的一个基本真理的一个计划。
So we presented compelling arguments on what we call the intelligent design, using discoveries in cosmology, science, and DNA.
我们就是用这个所谓的智能设计呢，来向人展示令人信服的这个争论，然后利用宇宙学呀、科学呀、DNA 中的发现等等。
Yes, people may agree that these are a truth.
就是人们可能不能够完全的来同意你说这个就是真理。
Yet agreement does not equate to salvation.
然而他们同意呢，也并不代表他们就能够得救。
We must prompt decisions.
我们必须要鼓励他们做出决定。
So the choice seems so obvious, but yet why so many people do not choose life?
那就是好像表面上看就是这个决定，这个选择是很明显的。然而为什么那么多人他们不选择生命呢？
Because like verse 17 says, people bow down to other gods and worship other gods.
因为就是在十七节给我们给出答案，就是他们心里偏离，不肯听从，被勾引去敬拜侍奉别神。
People have a lot of distractions and struggles in life.
就是人们呢，在生活当中有很多的事情会让他们就是让他们偏离。
Remember the Jesus parable about the sower and the seed?
你还记得耶稣讲到这个撒种的比喻吗？
It really tells us that there's a lot of these distractions and struggles in life that people have to deal with that prevent them from making a decision.
所以这就告诉我们，人们在日常生活中呢，有很多的烦恼和一些让他们偏离的来吸引他们注意力的东西。
Now, we also need to understand that when we choose life, in verse 19, and that it will bring us to verse 20, it says, the Lord is your life.
那我们就知道在十九节说让我们拣选生命的时候呢，那我们就要认识到就是耶和华是我们的主。
So Moses concluded the message by saying that we need to love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him every day.
所以这个摩西呢，在这里告诉我们，就是要每一天都要选择生命，就是要爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命。
So choosing life is not a one-time decision, rather it's a lifelong commitment.
就是选择生命呢，不是一个一次性的决定，它是一个这个终身的承诺。
So it's more than just a point, but it's really a line.
不是只是一个点，而是一条线。
Going back to verse 2, it says we must obey him with all your heart and with all your soul.
那我们回到第二节呢，它实际上是讲要尽心尽性归向耶和华。
And verse 6 emphasizes again, love him with all your heart and with all your soul.
那第六节又说尽心尽性爱耶和华你的神。
Verse 10 it says, turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
然后第九节又说又尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神。
Turn to, obey, and love your God with all your heart and with all your soul implies total commitment.
要转向顺服爱你的神啊，就是表示了要对神完全的委身。
Sounds tough, isn't it?
听上去很难，不是吗？
Fortunately, what we must do and obey, in verse 11 says, is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach.
然而幸运的是呢，我们必须做的和要必须做或者遵守的，在第十一节中告诉我们。就是并不难行，也不是离我们远的。
Verse 14 says, "The word is very near you; it is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it."
然后十四节说，这个离你很甚近，就在你口中，就在你心里，是你可以遵行。
So there are many ways we can do to make this happen.
我们其实要想实现这一点呢，有很多的方法。
We have our daily devotion.
我们有我们每天的灵修。
And listen to Christian tapes and radio stations while driving.
我们在开车的时候可以听基督教的录音或者广播电台。
Sharing God's words with others.
可以与他人来分享神的话。
Attending or even leading Bible studies, etc.
可以参加甚至带领圣经研究等等。
So let us conclude.
让我们来结束。
The gospel message is simple and straightforward.
福音信息呢是简单明了的。
And the choice is clear.
我们的选择也是明确的。
Choose life.
就是选择生命。
And for those of you here who have not accepted the gospel yet, I invite you to make the decision to choose life today.
如果在座的你还没有接受福音，那我就邀请你今天就做出选择生命的决定。
Make sure that you talk to Pastor Lee after the service today.
你可以在今天信息结束之后呢，与李牧师交谈。
If you have already accepted the gospel, I invite you to make a lifelong commitment to turn to, obey, and love our God with all your heart and with all your soul.
如果你已经接受了福音，那我今天就邀请你做一个全心全意转向顺服并爱我们的神的一个终身的承诺。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your salvation.
亲爱的天父，为你的救恩，我们感谢你。
This salvation is so rich and free.
这救恩是如此的宝贵，又是白白的给我们。
Father, we ask that you help us to live a life that is full of commitment to you.
帮助我们能够活出完全委身于你的生命。
And give us the wisdom and courage to share the gospel with the people around us.
给我们的勇气和智慧，向我们周遭的人来传讲你的福音。
Help us to really understand what Moses taught us today.
帮助我们真正的理解摩西今天所要传讲的。
So that we can live a life and of evangelism.
让我们可以活出传福音的生命来。
That is pleasing in your eyes.
这是讨你喜悦的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.